nobody believes in me before. And I showed them what person can accomplish with determination, with that belief in yourself and everything. And I'm just started.
And now, entering the arena, here is the pound for pound king,
Saul Canelo.
Meditation changed my mind. I feel in my best. I feel not just in boxing, in life.
Do you have any fear when you fight today?
I never feel fear.
Really? What is it you want your legacy to be after that last match?
One of the best in the history of boxing. And I'm gonna cry that day when you walk into the ring and hear all the people screaming and this singing that song you put and everything. I'm gonna miss that moment.
Hey guys, we're here in a remote location and we just interviewed Canelo, the greatest boxer, arguably of all time. And it's been amazing to see behind the scenes. We're here, he actually trains, some of his shoes, some of his gloves. You know, you've got the bag, you've got the Canelo right here, the logo. We've got his shoes and gloves over here that are actually drying, getting ready for a session, sparring session later. And we got the ring behind, so I'll show you really quick. All right, it's pretty cool. And one of the things that I was really impressed and inspired about him was his commitment and his passion for his sport, for his family, for the team that he's been with for a long time, and for just the process of being a champion. And he really talks about not having the fear of pursuing your dreams and pursuing your passions, but loving the process. Again, we're in this remote location. He's got his whole setup. He's got a detailed regimen every single day. Train, rest, run, rest. You know, think about and visualize. He's just getting into meditation. So it's so cool to see after nearly 20 years, almost two decades of mastering his craft and being at the top of his game, he's learning meditation this year. And he's talking about how it's changing his mind, it's changing his life, it's changing his ability to bring the power to his fights by adding more skills. So he's not slowing down, he's only getting better. He's only improving himself even more. And I think it's really cool to see someone after this many years who has made so much money, hundreds of millions of dollars in his career, all the businesses, all the success, all the fame. He's a king in his country. People of Mexico love this man. It's so cool to see that he's humble, to see that he talks about love, that he talks about his passion. And I just think that's really cool. So we're here in this location. It was an amazing experience to watch him behind the scenes, to connect with him. And I hope you enjoy this interview. The first thing I want to ask you, you've almost been boxing for 20 years, almost two decades.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between how you trained early on when you were a nobody, the first few years in your teens, versus how you train now? Mentally, physically, is there a difference? If so, what is that difference?
Mentally is, I think, is the same mentality, the same hungry, you know? My mind is always try to get more. Try to get more history to my career, and I never, it's never enough for me.
Really?
It's never enough for me. I always train so hard because, you know, I started like that, training so hard, because in my mind always when I was a kid, I say, I want to be a champion, and then I accomplished that champion, and I say, is something else more? Is something else there? So I always, my mind is always, is never enough for my mind.
Right.
I always train so hard, and I love boxing so much. I enjoy it. I still enjoy it.
You still enjoy it. But it's almost been 20 years, right? 20 years.
19 professional.
What is the three greatest lessons that boxing has taught you in almost 20 years of boxing?
It's gonna be very difficult to pick three lessons, because I think the man I am right now, I learned from boxing, because my whole life, I give my whole life to boxing. I think boxing teach me everything, bad and good and everything. I think boxing made me.
It made you, yeah. What is the lesson that you would say to your younger self with all the wisdom and experience you have now?
It's the only thing I can say to them. Like, if I,
you're 15
have,
in front of
I
you,
I have my son and say, you can do whatever you want. You just need to be able to have able to sacrifices, discipline, and hard work.
Yes.
And have a good mentality, because if you have that three things, discipline, sacrifices, and
hard work.
But if you don't have that mentality, it's gonna be very difficult.
How do you keep the hunger alive inside of you for so long, though? Because you were starting out as a young man wanting to be a champion, you became a champion, but how do you continue year after year to stay hungry and love it so much?
I don't know. I always say, because I love what I do, and I have that passion on me, and I love what I do, and I enjoy it. And I'm that kind of man. I'm that kind of person. Say, if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do 100%.
Yeah.
No, in the middle. No, 90%. No, I'm 100%. I always try to do my best and try to do my everything. And I think, because I love what I do.
Mm-hmm. How do you manage fear? Did you have a lot of fear growing up as you started fighting? And do you have any fear when you fight today?
I never feel fear.
Really?
In boxing, I never feel how it's like to feel the fear. I always enjoy it. I just enjoy a lot. My favorite day, my favorite thing is sparring days and a fight day. I just enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, and I never have that experience to feel the fear or something. No, never.
When you became a champion, world champion, did you feel fear to lose that ever?
No.
Really?
No, never. Never feel that fear.
Why not? Well, did someone teach you how to overcome fear, or is it?
I don't know. I always say, because I really enjoy boxing. I really love boxing. I really love being in the ring fighting. I never thinking about if this happened, or I always go with that mentality to win and enjoy.
Do you ever, when you're preparing for a fight, do you ever think about, well, what happens if I get knocked down, or if I lose, will I feel bad? Or
I never think about lose. I always think and train for the win.
Yes.
And yes, I do. I think about if I get knocked out, how I'm gonna reaction, and we train about everything.
You train it when you'll fall down.
If
and
I feel dizzy, what I'm gonna do?
Really?
We always train about that.
Wow.
We prepare ourselves for everything, of course, but I never think about losing.
Wow. What is the process like the day of a fight for you, mentally and emotionally? How do you prepare for that fight?
For me, it's a normal day.
Just for like me, I grab a cup of coffee, relax, hang out.
Relax, obviously very relaxed. But for me, in my mind, it's a normal day.
Really? But the world is going to watch you on these fights.
Yeah, I know.
There's so much money on the line that, you know.
I don't think about that. For me, it's normal. I'm going to do my thing, and that's it. Obviously, I think I put everything together that day. We put in the whole training camp.
Uh-huh.
I put, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and we train for this and that. But for me, it's a normal day. It's like
you wake up the same time.
If you see me in the locker room 20 minutes before the fight, I'm listening music, chilling with my team. So for me, it's normal day.
Are you not visualizing the fight?
Yeah, always.
You are.
I always visualize my fight in the night. I know. Okay. this happen, I'm gonna do this, everything.
How much energy does it take from you to visualize? There's a lot of energy to train, to run every day, to spar, to lift, but how much energy to actually think at night about what you're gonna do in the ring?
I just think, I don't put so much energy to think, because I just, okay, I'm gonna do this and this, I train for this, and that's it.
Yeah.
For me, my life routine.
Yeah.
It's not like I wanna do this or to stress myself, no.
It's relaxing. Wow, that's beautiful. And what do you think about after you win a fight, when you've prepared for months and you win a big fight and the whole world is watching, how does it make you feel?
It's the best feeling.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling because you put your life there. You put everything in the training camp. You left your family. You left everything for that moment.
Yes.
For that moment, for that win. You prepare yourself for that win, and it's the best feeling.
Yes.
Then it's when you realize everything you do, everything, the sacrifices, the discipline you put in the gym, there is the result.
It's worth it. Yeah. Did you ever doubt yourself growing
Never.
Up?
Never.
Like self-doubt?
Never.
Insecurities?
Never in my life.
How did you learn that, though?
I don't know.
So many people in the world are insecure about who they are, right? They doubt.
I never doubt about myself.
Was that
never.
Your parents or your grandmother? Or
no, I don't know.
Did they teach you how to believe yourself?
I don't know. My mentality is always like, I don't care who is there. I'm going to achieve my goals no matter what. So, and I started professional boxing when I was 15 years old. So sometimes my trainers saw the opponent and say, hey, he's too strong and he's 30 years old, and I don't care. I don't really care. And then two rounds and that.
And you knock him out, yeah. Do you ever have any insecurities outside of boxing, like starting business or in some other ventures? Are you?
No.
No insecurities.
No. I think the first time I jump in the bus and try to sell ice creams and in the bus, I feel a little, I don't know, insecure, or I feel a little
nervous.
Shame because,
yeah.
You know, I'm red hair, freckles and everything. And I feel like a little ashamed. Maybe insecure.
But you're like 5, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young.
Five, 6 years old.
Selling popsicles.
And then I say, oh, what happened? Nothing happened. I start feeling good. But I think that moment I feel like a little insecure because the people saw me and say something about me. I don't know. But then I realized I don't give up.
So 25 years ago was the last time you were insecure.
Yeah.
But when you're starting business, because you've got all these businesses that you've been building in Mexico and USA as well, do you feel like, oh, maybe I don't understand business fully like everyone else yet because I'm mostly a boxer? Do you ever get worried about that?
Worry, yes, but I'm not insecure.
Okay.
It's different. Worry about, okay, I'm going to do with the correct persons, find the correct persons and
partners
and everything, you know, but never insecure because is there a lot of people bring with business and this and this, but at the end of the day, I'm going to do whatever I want. And I say, okay, I want to do this. I'm going to find the correct person to do it. So maybe worry about to find the correct partner.
Right, people, yeah, to make sure it's good. Do you ever feel, you're a legend and an icon all around the world, but specifically in Mexico, right? Mexicans love you. I love visiting Mexico. Obviously, my fiance's from Mexico. And people love you there. Do you ever feel a pressure to make them proud or to do the right things or?
In some point, yes.
Really?
In some point, yes, because, you know, we have a huge history in boxing.
Yes.
In Mexico. In some point, yes, but in some there time I say, you know, I always do my best.
Yes.
And I put my best in there. So yeah, I know they, my fans, my really, my true fans, they proud of me.
Yeah.
Because they know I put everything there. Is there people who don't like, but at the end of the day, I can't do anything without people.
Yeah.
No, but in some moment, yes, I feel like I need to do this to make my fans happy. But then you realize I put everything I can in there, so they will be happy.
Yeah. What is it you love about Mexico and Mexican people the most?
Everything. Mexico is very unique. It's very unique, you know, the warmth of the person, the service they give you, and the love. We have a lot of places, beautiful places in Mexico. I think we have a lot of good things in Mexico.
Yeah. The culture, the people, the love is something that I appreciate and really enjoy. You've got a family, you've got kids. What changed for you in boxing when you started to have kids? Did something shift inside of you?
I started having kids since I was 17 years old.
17.
So, yeah, changed my mind a lot because then I have responsibility of a big man. So very hard at the beginning, but at the end of the day, I have three jobs and then go to train. Because, you know, I have the best for my daughter that moment when I was 17 years old.
What were those jobs? What were those three jobs?
Sells ice creams.
When you were 17?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had my dad, my brother, and two of my brothers.
Wow.
So then go to train and...
selling ice cream.
Yeah.
Because you dropped out of school, high school, correct?
Yeah, when I was 15 years old.
Right. You didn't like school.
I didn't. I didn't. But maybe if I have a different life and different positions, maybe I do like the school, but for me it was different.
Speaking of the warmth, you know, I heard you talk about your grandmother really loving you in a big way growing up, your father, your mother. I'm curious, could you share the biggest thing you've learned from your grandmother, your father, and your mother? One lesson from each that they taught you.
I think they never surrender in everything.
They never surrender.
Never. They always hardworking. They always, we love. I think if you walk in life with love, you're gonna be good. Everywhere, no matter what. If you walking with love, you're gonna be good in life.
Have you always had love in your heart, or have you ever had anger or resentment?
I think in some point, yes, but I always have love in my heart because, you know, I always, whatever I do with my heart.
Right. When you have love in your heart, but you're a boxer and you're fighting someone.
I need to. It's like a animal.
Right.
If you are whatever animal, you're good. But if you need to bring food for your family or you need to take care of your family, you're going to do
fight.
Everything.
Yeah.
And fight. So I'm walking with love, but I'm a fighter.
You walk with love, but when you're fighting,
I'm a fighter.
You're a fighter. Did something switch in your mind when you had your daughter at 17? Did you become more focused as a fighter, or did anything shift inside of you in terms of I need to work harder, or was it the same type of routine?
Same. For me, I never doubt about being a world champion.
You never thought?
No matter what. Never a doubt.
Never a doubt about it. Yeah,
never being a doubt about it. My daughter comes and I say, even more focus, even more determine everything. I think my daughter teach me a lot of things and made me put that extra.
Really? So you trained harder, you focused more?
I think my daughter made me put that extra motivation.
And you have a big family, like 7 or 8 siblings, right?
8, yeah.
7 brothers or 6 brothers, right?
7 and 1 sister.
That's incredible. And I saw a video of you talking about how your brother got kidnapped at one point right before a fight.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's true, yeah.
How did you manage? And you had to do all these interviews. You had to prepare for a fight mentally, emotionally. How were you able to focus and deal with the kidnapping of your brother?
It was very difficult.
Yeah.
For me, it was very difficult because it was the week of the fight.
That's
so
crazy.
It was a very difficult time for me and for the family, but I don't know. I don't know how my mind go for that situation, but I always say, you know, I'm gonna do my best in everything and at the end, everything was good and I handled good.
You handled it. Did you think about stopping the fight or?
No. No, never.
Right. Just keep going. Keep going no matter what.
The life need to keep going.
What has being a father taught you about life now that you're a father of many kids? What has that taught you about life?
I think everything you need to, because you need to walk in with the example for your kids. You know, it's the best teach for them.
Your kids are you're the best teacher for them.
Yeah, if you do the correct things and they show you how you do that things, I think they're gonna learn.
Right, right.
But you can say a lot of things, but if they saw you doing
your example, yeah, your way of being.
You know, it's the example is the best thing.
Yeah. We were talking about meditation before we started filming, that this year you started getting into meditation.
Yeah.
Breathing, listening to music, meditation. We were talking about Dr. Joe Dispenza before. What has meditation done to you to support you in your training and preparing for fighting?
I feel in my best moment right now because of the meditation, yeah. I feel in my best. I feel not just in boxing. In life,
in relationship,
friends, business, boxing, everything. I think for me, meditation changed my mind.
Really?
Changed my life.
What have you learned about it so far?
Everything. That's what I say. If you walking with love, you're gonna be good everywhere. And it's a lot of things that love comes. You know,
bad limits, things too, right?
Limits, respect. The love comes with a lot of things, but we just think, oh, love is love. No, love comes with limits, with respect, with a lot of things comes with love. So if you're walking with love, I think you're going to be good everywhere.
Yes. I ask a lot of people about the difference between success and greatness. This show is called The School of Greatness. And I'm curious, what is your definition of success versus greatness? No se traduce en español, no. Greatness. Is there a word for greatness in Spanish? Is it
greatness in Spanish is like lo mejor. The best, lo mejor.
Best. Okay, in your mind, what is the definition of greatness versus the definition of success?
Success, I think success is in life, if you do whatever thing, if you got success, that's success. But a greatness is...
Like an accomplishment or
accomplishment,
like a...
Yeah, like a... No, world champion.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's success.
That's it.
And what's greatness in your mind?
What I'm doing, that's greatness. Go out of your comfort zone and do things everybody say you can do it. I think that's a difference, and in belief and in whatever you want to do. I think what happened with me is nobody believes in me before, because I'm too short for that weight classes and what this and that.
Skinny, short.
And I showed them what person can accomplish with that determination, with that believe in yourself and everything. I think, and I'm just starting.
Right now.
Yeah. I'm wow. just starting because
in boxing, you're just starting in boxing now.
In boxing, I'm whatever years come left, like 4 or 5 years, I don't know. But in my life, I think I just want to teach other boxer, other athletes, they need to put things outside boxing too. Because, you know, that history, the athletes come and win a lot of money, or have a lot of success, and at the end of the day, they got nothing.
Right.
Nobody, everybody forget that athlete.
5 years later, 10 years later, yeah.
So I want to teach them they need to do something outside the boxing, outside every sport they do. And if you risk your life for 20 years in boxing, and then at the end of the day, 5 years later, you go in the same position, what's...
Right. Yeah. Do you ever get worried about... my boxing trainer, when I work out for fun, I'm not a trainer like you, obviously, but when I box for fun a few years ago, I said, hey, you know, all these YouTube people were like boxing and fighting and all these people. I said, hey, would you ever train me if someone wanted to fight me? And he said, I wouldn't train you. And he was an Olympic medalist. He said, I wouldn't train
boxing?
You. Boxing. And he said, I wouldn't train you. I said, why not? He said, just the damage that people get with the head injuries, you know? And he said, I've just seen too many fighters get hit so many times and hurt themselves. Mm-hmm. Has that ever worried you about just so much head?
Part of my job.
Right. Has it ever concerned you or worried
I always,
you?
I always, that's what I train. I train to don't get so much hit.
Yeah, you're very good. Defense
yeah,
is amazing.
Yeah, defense. I train so much in defense. I don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is sport. I'm what I can, I'm never worried about it.
Uh-huh.
I worry about it because I've trained. I don't want to get hit, but at the end of the day, I'm there.
Yeah, it's part of the job.
Yeah.
But when you see someone like Muhammad Ali or other boxers who maybe have brain injuries or older, does that ever worry you or concern you? No. Yeah.
No, because, you know, it's what I love. And at the end of the day,
yeah,
if something happened, it is what it is.
Right. I had... You
can go in the stairs and
fall.
Something happened, yeah, you know.
Yeah, of course. I had Mike Tyson on twice on my show, and I had Jake Paul on. I know they're fighting. I'm sure everyone's asking about it. I'm curious, who do you think would be a harder fight for you right now, Mike Tyson or Jake Paul?
Ugh.
In a hypothetical scenario, who do you think would be tougher for you?
I think if you put them together in the ring with me, maybe it's going
to... Maybe both together?
Maybe it's going to be a little complicated.
But one or the other, they're about the same, you think? They're the same, you think, for you? Who do you think would win between them?
It's hard to say, but, you know, it's risky for Mike Tyson.
Really?
For
why?
Sure. Yeah, because he's... 57 and 58, I don't know. And it's boxing is no, it's not a joke.
It's no joke.
But you know, I know. I get it. I get it. Why they
it's
do
a business.
This? It's a business.
Yeah, yeah.
They're gonna fight with 18 ounces with no
bigger gloves. Yeah. It's a business. You, speaking of business, you've been getting into business more and more over the years, which I'm excited to talk about as well. Real estate, your own businesses, Canelo Energy, you know, all these different brands that you're building. What excites you the most about business and entrepreneurship? Is it a distraction?
No.
To do all that as well as fight ever?
No, it's a distraction because I have my correct people doing my team, everything. And I do what I need to do for my business, and I care about every business I have. But I like it. I enjoy doing real estate. I enjoy being my drinks and everything I do, I really enjoy it.
Yes. What is your vision for your
gas stations? Everything.
You got a lot going on. What is your vision for your future after boxing? Is it to be a business leader in the world, or what is the main vision that you have for business?
Yeah, that's my goal, is being one of the best businessmen in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Why does that excite you so much after boxing?
I love to be involved in these kind of things and see how they go big, you know, starting with some and then grow up. I like it so much, because when I was young, I saw my brother Ricardo. He put a ice cream store with $5,000, and we built in 5-6 months, like a bring people, and then he sell it for $30,000-$40,000. So, and I saw him, and I just start learning, and I really enjoy that kind of things.
Well, that's beautiful, man. I've got 3 final questions for you, but again, I want to thank you for taking the time to do this. This has been exciting. This is a question I ask everyone towards the end of my conversations. It's called the 3 truths. So it's a hypothetical question. So I want you to imagine you get to live as long as you want in life. To be 100 years old or 120, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You get to live as long as you want. You have the career you want in boxing for the next 5-7 years. You become a mega billionaire in business. You do everything you want. You see your kids grow up. But at the end of the day, it's the last day of life, and you only get to share 3 lessons with the world from everything you've learned about boxing and relationships and love and business. What 3 lessons would you share with the world on your last day of life?
I think love is the first one. Love. I think love is have a lot of that 3 lessons I want to say, because love come with limits, respect, and everything. But I think love, determination, and believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. How do people who feel very insecure, who don't love themselves, who don't have any skills or talents?
I think everything comes from that.
How do they learn to believe in themselves, though, if they don't have it?
It's very difficult, because, you know, it's difficult to learn to have secure in yourself, because they come with a lot of problems, not from them, for the past generation.
Yes.
It's not from them. It's for the past generation. They have a lot of troubles.
From their parents.
That's why you acting like, because you have problems that not your problems.
Yes.
It's your generation. So it's difficult. I think with meditation
it's possible.
It's possible.
because you had a lot of past problems in your, you know, in your family in the past, but how did you?
It's not your problems.
Right.
Mm. But meditation teach you that.
Yes.
I think meditation is one of the best things I learned.
That's beautiful, man.
Because when you're walking with that thing you carry from your past, you're acting like you're normal, but not. Mm-hmm. You're carrying with problems.
From the past, yeah.
And you have a lot of problems too because you're walking with that.
Yes.
Problems.
You're
acting.
You're acting from the past too. Yeah, yeah. I've got one final question for you. But before I ask it, I want to acknowledge you, Canelo, for your generosity, for your passion, for your love, for your country, for the sport, for people, and just how you show up with consistency in your life. It's inspiring to watch a champion be a good person as well. I know you give back to charities in your country, and you do so much good. So I acknowledge you for the loving man that you are in this world.
Thank you so much.
My final question, when you're on top of this ring with your hands raised and the flag of Mexico behind you on your last fight, 4, 5, 6, 7 years away, and it's your last moment to stand up and say Viva Mexico after a win, what is it you want your legacy to be after that last match?
One of the best in the history of boxing.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna cry. That day.
That day?
Yeah, a lot.
Why?
Because I'm gonna miss boxing so
miss
much.
It? Yeah.
That moment when you walk into the ring and hear all the people screaming and the singing that song you put and everything, I'm gonna miss that moment. But that's life.
That's life, man. You're a legend, man. Appreciate you, Canelo. Thanks, brother.
Gracias.
Gracias.
So we just finished with Canelo. Amazing time. His English is getting better every time I see him do interviews, so it was really cool to watch him talk about love was one of the main things, how to have love in your heart for your sport, for your family, for your country, for the business that you're a part of. But he talked about love a lot, which I thought was really cool. And to see someone almost 20 years in a profession love his sport and his career just as much and have just as much hunger as when he started almost 20 years ago is really inspiring to see. And to see how he keeps his family close, his team very close, and he doesn't have a lot of distractions. You know, he likes to train in an isolated location where there's not a lot of distractions. He likes to live in a location where he's not distracted, but just to have the most important things in his life at all times. So I think it's really cool that at this age, this season of life, he is continually showing up, training harder than ever to be the best he can be. And he has no fear. He's not afraid to lose. He's not afraid to get hurt. He understands that comes with part of his career and what he's up to, but it doesn't hold him back from being determined to succeed and do something beautiful and great with his life. And you know, what he said at the end, which I thought was really cool, you know, what's it gonna feel like when you win that last fight and you decide it's time to retire? Where he was reflecting on how that would look after 20, 25 years plus of a career, to then feel all the emotions rushing in on that last fight. So had a beautiful time, amazing inspiration with the greatest of all time, Canelo.
I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey towards greatness. Make sure to check out the show notes in the description for a rundown of today's show with all the important links. And if you want weekly exclusive bonus episodes with me, as well as ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcast. If you enjoyed this, please share it with a friend over on social media or text a friend. Leave us a review over on Apple Podcast and let me know what you learned over on our social media channels at Lewis House. pals. I really love hearing the feedback from you, and it helps us continue to make the show better. And if you want more inspiration from our world-class guests and content to learn how to improve the quality of your life, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness Newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. And if no one has told you today, I want to remind you that you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter. And now it's time to go out there and do something great.